Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Pierce. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stanley. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur is hit by the pitch. Rodriguez moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez fires to second and picks off Rodriguez for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Verizer scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. There goes Killebrew trying to get to third. Stanley throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Killebrew for the out. One out. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens is walked intentionally. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Tom Walker now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pierce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to second. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. White steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. White scores. It's 4-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur who is chasing the ball. Rojas reaches third base with a triple. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.